For about a decade, the Bridgeport Port Jefferson Steamboat Company has been trying to move its location from downtown Bridgeport to the eastern side of Bridgeport Harbor. Now the company says it's nearly ready to apply for permits. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
It's all part of a plan to expand ferry service between Connecticut and Long Island. Fred Hall is general manager.
We hope to build a fourth vessel in the next few years, and we would need a berth for four vessels. So the plan is to build a double berth system on the new property.
Hall says he's working with Connecticut environmental officials to make sure the plans meet their requirements. It seems to be the last hurdle after years of pushback from opponents who didn't want the service to leave downtown.
Bridgeport has recognized that access to and from the highway is somewhat problematic. Nobody really wants to unload a ferry in the middle of downtown, which is effectively what we do. So by moving to the other side of the harbor, we should be freeing up some of the traffic problems in downtown Bridgeport.
Hall says people in Port Jefferson support the expansion, especially if he demolishes one of the ferry buildings on the waterfront to open up the view and make room for the new boat.
I'm looking at the ferry right now.
That's Michael Philbrick. He's at his business, the Port Jefferson Brewing Company on Long Island.
We have a whole lot of people that may not necessarily be coming to Port Jefferson, but they'll stop by on the way in or out of the ferry, you know, to try beer, pick up beer. So if they had the expansion, business-wise, it would be a very good thing for me.
Philbrick may have to wait a little for that foot traffic. The ferry company says the new service won't start for another 2 to 5 years. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
This disclosure, the Bridgeport Port Jefferson Steamboat Company is a supporter of WSHU Public Radio.